a young student, freshman in high school, does his first essay. And if you've ever tried to write an essay, you realize that the blank page looks very imposing when you're trying to come up with a few thoughts, a few words. But the teacher said, you have to do this alone now, you're in high school, and you have to tell me the truth, that you had no help from anyone. And the student says, I don't know if I can say that because I prayed to God for help with this essay. The teacher says, let me see it. She takes a look at it and says, well, looks like God let you do this one alone. We often think we're alone. We often even forget the good people that care about us. Especially when we have some pain, whether it's physical, psychological, spiritual. Pain is a full-time job and it tries to claim all your attention. It tends to focus on you. The best way to clear your mind of a painful situation is to reach out from the darkness and help someone else. If you remember the Broadway play Les Mis, very popular, it's all about a revolution, but it begins with mercy. At the end of the play, there's a woman who sings, my life has killed the dream that I dreamed. But it begins on a much happier note. Jean Valjean, the prime character, steals silver from a bishop who has given him refuge. And the police catch him and bring him to the bishop and say, is this your silver, bishop? And the bishop says, yes, I gave it to him. So they couldn't arrest him. And this is a lesson the bishop gave. I have purchased you for Christ. I have shown you mercy so that you might learn how to be merciful. And often people think, be merciful to others? No. Be easy on yourself. Be hopeful in yourself. Especially those painful things that you cannot see. Those internal injuries, disappointments. That it's so very easy to be hard on yourself. Take it easy. Have trust in God. Rely on your friends. Take a breath and step away from a life that may be leading you. Do not give up your independence so easily because you can always make a choice and a change. That perhaps is the most powerful gift that God gave you. And often we like to get wrapped up in our life and say, I can't take it anymore. Then stop. Look, what can I change? God gave me this gift of freedom that I can stop and make this change, make that change, ask for wisdom. There's an old man, a farmer, that used to go to the field every day. And in Europe, they have these roadside chapels. And he would leave his farming instruments outside, go inside for a few minutes and come out. And one day, a fellow traveler said, what do you do in that chapel? I see you go in there for a few minutes. What do you do? And he said, I look at God, and God looks at me. When we approach prayer, don't look at prayer as something to do. Look at it as a place where you encounter a God who loves you, who cares for you. Take time to listen. Take time to look. Take time to appreciate a God who's not there to do stuff for you, to write stuff, to do and settle problems, but a God who wants to know you. And just like a mother runs after her kid, Don't think God is just waiting for you. Often, He is running after you and only wants you to turn around and listen before you get to the cement step.